I would like to thank very much the organizers for inviting me here, especially Professor Henry Fuchs for help arranging formalities. I would like to present the results from the common work with my friend from Paris, Professor Maurice Courbage. Excuse me, I applied the classical tool. The notion of Lapunov exponents was first defined in theory of differential equations, next and actually also in differential dynamics. This is a quantity which measures the instability of orbits. In 80s, Wolfram proposed a similar concept in theory of cellular automata. But the first rigorous definition of this exponents, called also Lapunov, has been defined by Mark Szereszewski in 92. And I'd like to start to recall the idea of definition of Szereszewski. But I should maybe recall first a very interesting formula for the entropy given by Brin Katok. So we consider, I start with some arbitrary dynamical system, XD, this compact metric space, equipped with a continuous transformation and some Borel invariant measure with respect to this transformation. Fix a point X, excuse me, maybe it's very good. It is enough to... No, I know, but this one, right? Okay, no, I know. Fix a point, X and a positive number, real number, and then we look at all points such that the orbit starting from 0 to n is close to orbit of X, close up to epsilon. And then one defines so-called local entropy, which is defined as the first, usually by log of the measure of the set defined above, lim sup, and then lim over epsilon. The quantity defined by Brin and Katok, and I'd like to also mention about the Kolmogorov Sinai entropy. I denote this by H mu t. And this formula of Brin Katok, this given by this integral, so this is the mean value of the local entropies. Now the concept of Szereszewski, of the Lapunov exponents for CA transformations. We consider the classical spaces of all sequences, space of configurations. It is equipped with the usual Tikhonov topology. It is metrizable, is well known. And we consider the shift transformation. And the basic transformation is the cellular automaton, the global. So we consider the automaton law, or if you prefer, the local local transformation F. And this automaton transformation F defined by the F capital as usually this is the CA transformation. Now let's start to define this Lapunov exponents. So first we consider in fact a partition induced by X. These are all sequences which agree with yi with equals xy for all x greater or equal s. And similarly, ws minus I here are less or equal minus s. And this first observation is the following. From any n, the nth iteration of the first set, we take s equals 0, is contained in wn minus nl plus, but over fnx. And similar inclusion for w0 minus x. Therefore, you can define the this function lambda n tilde plus minus respectively as the infimum of over all s such that this property is satisfied. To obtain interesting results, one also takes the maximum of this function over all shifts when j belongs to z. So by definition, lambda n plus minus is invariant with respect to the shift transformation. And the concept of Lapunov exponent given by Shereshevsky is based on this theorem, which says that for any measure mu invariant with respect to f and together with respect to sigma, these two limits, lambda plus minus, exist almost everywhere. This theorem is based on the Kingman multiplicative ergodic theorem. And the theorem 2 one can consider as analog of the Ruelle inequality in differential dynamics. One tries to find a relation between the Kolmogorov Sinai entropy and this Lapunov exponents. Here you have, in general, such inequality. There are examples which show that this inequality doesn't become, in general, equality. That, for example, Cohen automata. Let me also mention some corollaries. So if the measure is ergodic, with respect to sigma of f, because this function lambda plus minus are in fact invariant with respect to sigma and f, f by this previous theorem 1. So the ergodicity implies that in fact we have constants lambda plus lambda minus, and by the Brinkatok's equality we have here the entropy of the shift with respect to the given measure. So we have here such a simple corollary, namely if this Lapunov exponents vanish, of course it is enough to modulo measure mu, then f is deterministic. So this is maybe more, you can compare the different the discussion in the morning. This is determinism, which means that the entropy is zero with respect to the measure because of the inequality. So this is some analog is known for the differential case. Now, another idea. To improve the investigation of cellular automaton, John Milner introduced the concept, which is a generalization of Kolmogorov-Sinai theorem, Kolmogorov-Sinai entropy, so-called directional entropy. Let me shortly recall the concept of action in theory of dynamical system. So this is a homomorphism. I will only consider the CA actions, namely the semigroup Z times N, which is defined as a composition. I take the shift to some integer power, and then I compose it with the n power of f. But here, since the automaton may be non-invertible, we have, in general, only z times an action. And this definition invented by Milner has been then investigated also in a nice paper of Boyle and Lind, and also by Kevin Park and me in 1999 for more general setting. What is the idea of this concept? I take some subset. I take arbitrary subset of the product space. The half plane, upper half plane, and I take a finite Borel partition of X. And by PA I denote the partition which is join of over all images of this partition P, where G belongs to the lattice A intersection with Z time N. Now, right directional. I take some vector from this half plane, and I consider the analogon of entropy of Kolmogorov-Sinai, but in the direction V, like a Lim sup 1 over T, and here is the translation. If you take B, you translate by the vector 0 T times V, and this is denoted by the mean entropy one. Sometimes one says this mean entropy of V of phi with respect to P. And here, the set B is taken over all bounded subset of this half plane. And the end of the definition, as usually in the entropy theory, this is a supremum of this mean entropies. What simple properties we have here? First, if we take any vector V, but from Z time N, then the directional entropy is simply the entropy of the composition of shift with the automaton phi to P, pi. Also, we have the property of homogeneity. In fact, I should write here some error. Alpha should be here non-negative, because I consider the half plane, the upper half plane. And what was interesting problem solved by Kevon Park was that the the mapping the dependence of the entropy of the direction is in fact continuous in the sense of natural topology in R2. It was not known. There was a problem of Milner, and after I think almost 20 years, it has been solved by Park. This is an important property to calculate this entropy. I would like to mention also about some estimations and equalities obtained by Courbache and me. The first is for any measure, the directional entropy is always estimated from above by these numbers, where the here the numbers ZL, ZR are defined by the vector FV as here, by this simple. We have the simple definition here. And when equalities, for example, when F is right permutative and the measure mu is uniform Bernoulli, then we have equality. Similarly, if F is left permutative, mu is above, then we have similar equality. And at the end, equality also obtained by Milner, if it's bipermutative, measure also as above, then we have this equality. So, now we wanted to get the results which would be similar to the inequality of Sereshevsky, but in the directional setting. So let me, I said about this one. I take vector v, the functions now alpha t, beta t, connected with this vector, and we consider a similar, a little bit more complicated, but natural here with the directional situation, the functions. We have some here simple inequalities which follow easily from the definition, and the directional Lapunov exponent in the direction v is defined as Lim sup. It is easy to observe that if you take v 0, 0, 1, then this notion reduced to that of Sereshevsky. Okay, maybe I will now mention about the main observations here, my theorem. What is here important, the mapping, similarly as for directional entropy, is positively homogeneous, and in fact the limit exists here. This is not not trivial, may say, but in fact we have also here the existence of the limit, and which is also important for calculations, that this mapping is continuous. It is easier than this for directional entropy, but needs, of course, some considerations, sufficiently difficult. And the result obtained by us is the following, that if we take any measure which is invariant with respect to this action V, and any vector from here, then we have an inequality. Well, h mu x is the same as the local entropy at x belonging to X. And of course one may note here the following corollaries, that in the case of ergodic measure we also have here such a inequality as Sherechevsky obtained by Brin-Katok equality, and such inequality which depends on the direction ZL, ZR. And let me finish now. I have no time to present the idea of the proof, but in fact it is based on the result, first of result of Sherechevsky, next homogeneity, and at the end of continuity. Continuity proved by Parker and by us. So, okay, but we also obtain here equalities in the case of permutative automata, and in general we have no, of course, the equality because of the fact that Sherechevsky inequality is in general strict. It is interesting how to generalize the concept of Lyapunov exponent, this is the first, for more dimensional automata. There are some introductory propositions by Pierre Tisser and how to calculate this in general. This is the problem which one should solve. Thank you very much.